Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Cincinnati Zoo horticulturalist Scott Buehrlein and Brian Jorg will be in the studio to discuss the Native Plants Symposium at the zoo November 10th. And later, Ann Thompson talks with Salman Khan about the Khan Academy and his book One World Schoolhouse, Education Reimagined. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
A federal judge has granted a request by a group of voter advocates to expand the conditions under which provisional ballots are counted in Ohio. U.S. District Judge Algernon Marley ruled this week provisional ballots cast not just in the wrong precinct, but in the wrong polling location altogether must still be counted. The state had opposed the expansion, saying it could create Election Day chaos because of new training requirements for poll workers. Marbley sided with the state in a second decision he issued this week, agreeing to remove language from his own 2010 court order that deals with the types of identification voters are required to use when signing provisional ballot forms. Following up on the first of several public budget hearings, Hamilton County Commission President Greg Hartman says he doesn't foresee wage increases for county workers.
In our administrator's recommended budget, there was discussion about giving raises to employees, and as much as I would like to sit here today to say that we can do that, I don't think it's consistent with where we are as a county and where this budget is.
The county is facing a $20 million shortfall, and employees haven't had raises in 5 years. Fellow Commissioner Todd Portune, however, isn't ruling the idea out. He says he's still formulating his budget ideas. Cincinnati Council voted this week to approve more than $13 million of funding assistance for two economic development projects in Over the Rhine. 3CDC is continuing work on Mercer Commons and Gateway 5. Both developments include housing and retail space. Councilmember Chris Seelbach cast a no vote on a portion of the funding because of the process.
So I don't want to vote no because I absolutely support everything 3CDC is doing and thinks that they should get this funding. But I'm not going to vote on something that has changed since it was last presented and other people were informed and myself and other members of council were not.
Part of his concern involves plans by city administrators to use money from a newly created fund that's designed for projects in all the city's neighborhoods. Some residents have complained downtown and Over the Rhine get all the attention while other areas wait for money. Councilmember Wendell Young says he understands Seelbach's concern.
That we not hold what is obviously good projects captive because we don't particularly care for the process or lack of process that is involved with getting these projects before us. I think that we need to have a little flexibility too. And I believe we have the ability to see that what is before us is good for the city and that it deserves our support, and we should support that.
Council did hold an item that would allow the city to apply for a housing and urban development loan to help fund the Homeless to Homes program. It's designed to redo shelters in the city, including moving the city gospel mission facility to Queensgate and relocating the drop-in center to a yet undetermined location. The final pieces are falling into place for a plan to return a grocery store to the Clifton community. That Cincinnati neighborhood has been without a market since an IGA on Ludlow Avenue closed in January 2011. Another operator has been working on financing to renovate and reopen the facility. City Council this week approved a tax abatement for the project. Resident Beth Whalen supports the effort.
The return of a full-service grocery store to our business district is critical to attracting and retaining viable businesses in our neighborhood. Neighborhood surveys have shown that the grocery store, when it was in operation, was the most common reason for our visitors and our residents to visit the business district.
A city official says work on the project could begin soon after the financing arrangements are completed. The Greater Cincinnati Port Authority is asking City Council for additional funding to jumpstart economic development projects in Bond Hill and Queensgate. Executive Director Laura Brunner addressed Council's Budget and Finance Committee this week.
This commitment of funds is vital for the commencement of our acquisition of sites in these two Go Cincinnati communities. But for the support of the City of Cincinnati, these exciting projects will not get started.
The Bond Hill project involves redeveloping the 27-acre Jordan Crossing site into a mixed-use development with retail, housing, office, and hotel space. The University of Cincinnati has a new leader. The board this week named Provost Santa Ono the school's 28th president. He's held the interim position since Greg Williams left abruptly in August. Ono says he wants UC to be known worldwide for doing something significant and distinctive.
for reinventing higher education. We did that with co-op. We're doing that now with interdisciplinary education. And I also want people to feel that this is a place that is a community, where faculty and students and staff really look out for each other and think about not themselves, but the development of the community, the university community, and the city of Cincinnati.
Contract negotiations will begin in the coming weeks. Ono says he intends to stay for at least 10 years. Ohio State Auditor Dave Yost says no additional irregularities in attendance and enrollment practices have been found in the second round of his statewide data tampering probe. Yost's office reviewed 81 buildings in a sampling of 47 districts with fall levy questions and found no evidence that any had scrubbed the rolls. The Republican auditor says he was surprised and pleased by the finding. Yost is investigating whether schools remove poor-performing students from the books to improve performance ratings that can affect government payments and employee bonuses. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.